Well, you know what, in terms of what I do here, is I'm here 15 days a month for the most part. Usually I try and get into Cincy, but with our injuries this year, we've got the guys here all year. Yeah. So spend 15 days a month here, and while I'm here, we cover everything from being on the ice with the guys, working one-on-one, to, you know, the practice stuff, to, you know, do lots of video stuff, obviously, and you know, try and get involved in the off-ice stuff, and you know, we do lots of different stuff like hand-eye coordination, that sort of thing. So typically, my, you know, travel day will be a or my travel would be to kind of a week on, week off. When I'm home, I work with a junior team back home. So, yeah, it's busy, but real good.
And talk a bit about our goaltending group here. We got three guys all up here right now, and Hellberg, you've probably worked with the most dating back to last year. What have you seen from him all this year?
Well, I mean, with his injury these last 2 months has been, you know, tough on him, obviously. But, you know, Maggie, he had a little bit of a slow start, obviously, and you know, obviously he struggled to get some wins, but you know, I didn't think it, you know, as maybe as bad as his win-loss record seems. He lost, I think, four games or five games in overtime, four of them where we're actually shorthanded. So, you know, your minutes and one save away from, you know, maybe getting 2 points and getting, you know, a win column. But he's coming along, and since he's come back here, that today was really good. Today was a good day for him. So now we're at that stage of trying to get him back and get him, you know, able to contribute with us. In terms of the other guys, Scotty's done a great job. I mean, we signed him in the offseason and, you know, penciled him into our Cincinnati role. And as soon as injuries happened, he got up here and was patient to get his opportunity. And when he did, he made the most of it and obviously won the goalie of the month there. So he's done a great job for us. And, you know, he's you know, in a situation where, you know, a little bit of uncertainty where he's been in a hotel all year and, you know, doesn't know if he's coming up or down. He's been sent down a couple times to play in Cincy for, you know, a couple weekends and whatnot. So he's done a really good job with the whole package of it. And then, you know, Maz coming in to start the year, he started off great, went 5-0 and had a really good start to the year. He's a skilled guy. And went up to Nashville, which we all know. And when he came back, you know, he's been doing a good job. He had, you know, a little bit of a tough stretch there, doing about a month without getting a win, but it's been good the last two games, and you know, we spent a lot of time working on, you know, being patient being patient in terms of tracking the puck and reading the play and you know, letting things happen, you know, before you make your move, but at the same time, you know, trying to elevate his speed and his execution and, you know, find that jam. It's a hard balance, you know, a lot of guys have that are somewhat of a passive, calm demeanor to elevate that speed and explosiveness when you need to. So that's an area that we've been working a lot with Maz on, and he's done a good job. It's been a great year working with these guys. They're, you know, all three guys are great to work with, and all students of the game, and you know, we enjoy our time together.
And what's it actually like working with, I mean, all of them seem to be, I think Maz is the exception, he's not 6'5", but all really big guys. How do you kind of work with their size?
Yeah, you know what's funny is that they're all different though. They all play totally different. You know, Maz is a little bit, you know, a guy that likes to be on his feet. He's an athletic guy that uses his hands and, you know, he's very mobile, so to speak. And then Magnus is a big guy that really uses his body well, and you know, he's a very effective in a blocking zone. So, you know, you're 12 foot, 10 foot proximity the net, so to speak. So that's kind of his bread and butter. And then, you know, stuff further out, we've been working a lot with him on being on his feet and using his hands more and that sort of thing. And then Scotty's right in the middle where, you know, he's athletic, you know, but he's not a traditional blocker, and he really sees the game well and he uses his hands well, he handles the puck well, you know, and that keeps him out of trouble. So, you know, the odd part is that, you know, we kind of have a reputation for having big guys, but all three of these guys, you know, play completely different. So, you know, the challenge for me has been, you know, trying to work with them, because, and we, you know, a lot of times we'll go on the ice together with two guys, or you know, sometimes even all three are on the ice. You know, but, you know, you're trying to draw up drills, but they all need different things. So it's, you know, being a year, it's a unique year that way in terms of, you know, trying to get on with one guy at a time for, say, 15 minutes, and then the next guy comes on for 15 minutes as opposed to a joint group for 30 minutes kind of thing. So, yeah, it's been good, and obviously that's kept me on my toes, and, you know, because you're trying to teach three different ways, so to speak.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of a different thing than actually having those guys all here. You actually end up having more work than you actually normally would, actually.
Yeah, no, I would say it's not any more work, but it's different philosophies and different techniques and different, you know, assets for each guy that makes them special or unique, and then each guy has different needs to improve and you know, enhance their game, so to speak. So they're all completely different guys and, you know, and all very skilled.